23 minutes past 12 o'clock. It is my pleasure to welcome celebrating what I did. I failed to recognize the significance of this year, the 40th anniversary of the founding of his fabulous band, the Mekons. It's my pleasure to welcome via the phone lines to the Excursions Airwaves, John Langford. Hello, John.
Hey, good afternoon, Nikki. How are you?
I'm so well. Thanks so much for joining me. I was telling you before we went on, I had one of my very best friends in my 20s was thought the Mekons hung the moon. And when I told her that we were recording, she wanted to pass along. She just picked up one of your songbird paintings down in New Orleans. And I mention that because people might think that, well, you were the drummer for the Mekons. You came up and then did a little guitar. Maybe you wrote a song or two. But you're also a painter. And as we find out this Saturday, you travel and speak and maybe spin a yarn or two. What are you up to these days, John Langford?
A lot of traveling at the moment. I'm kind of on a weird, protracted solo acoustic tour. Well, actually, I say solo, but I get joined by different people in different places. And Gene Cook, my violin player, will be with me this weekend in Yellow Springs in Antioch. And, yeah, I kind of just thought it was an interesting time for reflection, you know, 40 years.
Yeah.
We were art students in Leeds who thought it was a good idea to form a band for a bit of a laugh. Because we saw the Sex Pistols and with no... you know, no ambitions whatsoever. Yeah, it's just kind of continued. And through many, many different, you know, manifestations, and I've been involved in lots of different musical projects. And when I moved back to the States, when I moved to the States in the early 90s, I got very involved in making visual art again, which I'd kind of abandoned for many years.
Yeah, those years ago when the Mekons took your imagination.
We threw away our paintbrushes.
I'm glad to see that you took it back up. Again, the performance is this Saturday right here in Yellow Springs. AntiochSchool.org contains more information about getting tickets, or you can call the school directly at 767-7642. So fans of the Mekons who may not have seen you in a while, how will we find you on stage this Saturday? What will we see when we first walk in?
I'm just a guy with an acoustic guitar. You know, and I beat it like a drum kit.
Which marries the two.
Yeah, so fortunately I have Jean Cook with me, who's a violin player, who's worked with me. She started working with a project called the Pine Valley Cosmonauts when we were doing albums of songs to raise money against the death penalty in Illinois. That was the initial impetus for doing that. We were doing death songs against death, so lots of horrible old murder ballads and raising money to get rid of the death penalty, which actually they did in Illinois.
They did. Yeah, there was enough question about some of these cases that the governor just called a complete moratorium on these until...
Well, we had the moratorium first, and then Governor Pat Quinn a few years ago actually abolished it, which was, you know, a major step forward, I thought.
So how did you, what beacon drew you to that cause in the middle of America?
Well, when I first moved to the States, I was kind of a little shocked and horrified to realize I'd slipped completely off the political map and so fringe. Because in Britain, there is no death penalty, you know, even at the very height of the IRA bombing campaigns, there was no real serious call to reintroduce the death penalty. And of course, you have it here. And in Illinois, we have horror stories of people being tortured into making confessions, and 16 people walking off death row in a very short period of time, you know, in the early noughties. And actually, Steve Earle was a big influence on me with that, because I did a show with him and Waco Brothers, my Chicago sort of country rock band, opened for him. We raised some money, and he said, "This is the, you know, you got to take this on. I can't do Illinois. You got to do Illinois. So make an album." So I talked to Bloodshot Records, and we made an album and raised some money. And, you know, my sort of theory of doing benefit stuff like that and political causes is that I could want to be a team player and try and get money into the hands of people who have the expertise and the kind of doggedness to really tackle an issue. So that was a good one.
And of course, music is a really great way. Not only can you make a point in song, but then people pick it up. If it's catchy, they'll sing the refrain and sing it back. And for the last maybe 30 years or so, have been sort of combining what had been sort of a much more punk origin and infusing a little folk, a little country in there, which of course has a rich sort of a protest social commentary history. And it seems like you've been sort of sweeping together, gathering these energies for a long time to be the perfect, conduit for change.
I'd like to think of myself as a conduit.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing to be.
Yeah, punk rock was very political. The punk rock wasn't up in the north of England where we were. It was very more political than possibly, and more experimental than it was down in London, where it was more or less more of an extension of the rock pop industry, and there was a lot of fashion concerns going on in it. And where we were kind of a bit more isolated, and we took some of the kind of possibly the tenets or myths of what punk rock should be to heart, and we thought it was absolutely a revolution, and we would be making our own entertainment, and we would be, you know, after the progressive rock years of the late 60s through the 70s, when I was doomed to be a teenager. I was just sick of people singing about elves and wizards. And we wanted to, punk rock seemed to be about making music about your own relationship to power, politics, sexuality, things like that. And we, of course, later we discovered we haven't invented that. There was this whole massive history of folk music, political protest music, and blues, reggae, country and western music, resistance music, that we felt we found ourselves in the middle of. So it wasn't much of a leap to get into folk music, but it was a big leap for me to be influenced by country music, because I thought that was terrible right-wing old people music.
Turns out.
By the time I was 27, I'd listened to a lot of Merle Haggard and Jerry D. Lewis, and, you know, they were speaking to me.
Yeah. And still, they speak through the ages, through the time. We're on the phone line with John Lankford, one of the founding members of the British punk band. I suppose if you just had to choose a couple of words, the Mekons. He's gathered up a great many many storytelling abilities. Wow, that's a wonderful sound. I don't know what that was.
That was a motorcycle going past. You'd think I'm actually in a recording studio that should be soundproofed, but that was a motorcycle going past very loud.
Yeah, we're in a radio studio, which is supposed to be soundproof as well, but every once in a while you can hear the UPS truck idling outside. John Lankford in town. He is in our beautiful Yellow Springs this Saturday evening. It's a part of the ongoing series, annual Antioch School Auction Gala and Comedy Presentation. More information can be found at antiochschool.org or by phone at 767-7642. All proceeds benefit the scholarship program at this unique and amazing school. Speaking of protest music, as a music director at a public radio station, we have a lot of play in the wheel about what we can include on our playlists, I mean, which is the way radio should be. I had the occasion some years back to speak with Joan Baez, who had come through town, and was sort of inquiring of her, where is the protest music? I mean, certainly it's being made, but at these formerly tumultuous times in the evolution of our society, it was on the charts. These were the songs that people were singing, that you were hearing on the radio. And I asked her how she explained the absence of it, and she didn't seem perturbed. She said it was coming back, but I'm hungry for some social commentary. That's what
I think. There's been a definite move by the music industry to neuter popular music. Mm. Music, country music is a great example of that, and that's why the stuff I loved, I was really shocked when I moved to the States to find that wasn't really available on the airwaves, stuff that was dealt with real life, dealt with difficult issues, drinking, killing, cheating, things that people were involved in, or someone like Johnny Cash, making an album of songs about Native Americans and prison songs. It's the whole capitalism has this habit of, ripping the guts out of anything any good because it's because it's possibly threatening to the status quo. So, you keep finding it keeps blowing back up. Punk rock music was music that came from the grassroots up. Rap music, hip hop, that's music. You know, just listen to a lot of contemporary hip hop music. There's plenty of protests going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is right, indeed. We're talking with John Langford again. He's in town. What a wonderful opportunity. Are you making a special trip for us? Are you on a swing? Are we want a dot along a line for you?
Well, actually, it's like February. No, it's March now, isn't it? I had two shows in Cleveland last weekend, so I guess I'm focusing on Ohio.
Well, thank you.
No, I've got a gig in Columbus. At the Hogan House, it's a house party gig.
Oh, nice.
Hogan House Productions on Friday night. But they asked me to do that quite a while ago. And when I saw that I had the Yellow Springs Antioch thing coming up, I put that in so to make it slightly more economical and convenient.
Sure.
But I've also got an arts show, a small art show at the Emporium.
Oh,
I'm gonna be,
your paintings, of your visual art.
Yeah, so we're going to be there in the afternoon, probably about 4:30, and I'm just going to talk about the relationship between the music and the art, and probably sing a couple of songs as well to illustrate that.
Wonderful. Have you been to Yellow Springs before?
I've never been to Yellow Springs.
I think you're
a very good friend of my brother's actually lives there, and we've been talking about it for a while, the possibility of me coming down and playing. So this is a great opportunity.
It is.
As someone with kids.
Oh yeah.
I spend quite a bit of time up here trying to raise money for scholarships for kids with learning disabilities and stuff like that. So when I heard this was for a scholarship for a real progressive school like Antioch, I was thinking that's a very good thing to be involved in.
It certainly is. It's Yellow Springs is just truly a unique place. Of course, this Antioch College founded in 1852, I want to say, with a very progressive agenda, one of the first to racially integrate and also the co-education from the beginning. And the Antioch School itself, for which this scholarship fund benefits, was an arm of that back in 1927 and was originally sort of like a teaching school, a laboratory school for the college. It's now independent and has been for some years, but continues to be just remarkable and notable example of alternative education. And I just say on behalf of our community, thank you for coming and being a part of this. So again, that's lovely. So you'll be at the Emporium right in the heart of downtown Yellow Springs, the Village of 4,000, at 4:30,
yeah.
and then the show at the Foundry Theater right here on the Antioch College campus at 6 o'clock. And again, ticket information can be found at antiochschool.org, or you can call the school directly. That's a local number, 767-7642. I'll say that again, 767-7642. So the 40th anniversary of when a passel of art school kids came together and started something that really set a ripple that is still appreciated and present today. So when I think about long distances like that, I think about how old I am. I think I can't believe I'm here. Not that I thought I would not live to see it, but that it was always so far off. So here you are, looking back at 40 years. You're going to gather some people in July in England to celebrate this milestone?
Yeah, we were trying to think of a suitable way of celebrating it. And of late, I've been back in touch with the kind of everyone who's been in the original band. And from 1977, 78, and who made the first single. And we get on great. And then
that's great to hear.
Great. So we decided we should all do something together. And there's been a lot of collaboration right down through the years. We always say this: it's really impossible to leave the Mekons. The only way you can leave is in a box. And we're really lucky we're lucky that no one, we do actually have everyone from the original band is up for playing this summer, and the current band is going to play as well. And then we've had lots of people who've worked with us over the years, so they're all going to come. And it's in a field it's outdoors in rural Suffolkshire, and it's the weekend of the 28th to the 30th of July, and it's called Mekonville Build It, They Will Come. We're going to have 3 days of acoustic stage and electric stage, movies, DJs, good food, excellent beer and cider, and a kind of talk stage as well, where members of the band will be getting up and talking about different periods of the band's history, and also very other crazy and tangential subjects, like, you know, anything that comes to our minds, anything that concerns us at the moment. So,
an intellectual commons, I love it.
So I'm hoping that, you know, that if people actually come and we break even, we might be able to do that. Maybe do it every year. So,
and then even that it might again create this other ripple. Maybe many decades on, people will still be doing it for the.
Well, I hope so. You know, and the thing is with the Mekons now, I mean, it's still very much a DIY kind of project. And it's still very much an art project, isn't it? And it's not really a career for anyone involved in it. It's a choice. People are doing this because they want to do it. And it's, you know, we can have exciting adventures and make, you know, music that we still consider relevant. What I love about the Mekons is how people come to see us beg for new songs. And when we play new songs, they don't all go to the bar or the bathroom. Which I think, there's a lot of bands who've been around as long as we have where people really don't. They just want to hear some kind of hits from the golden age.
A nostalgia, something that they're familiar with.
Yeah. We never had any hits, so it's okay. We don't cater for that at all.
So that just clears that up. That is sorted.
Yeah. No problem.
We're on the line with originally the drummer, later for serving many more capacities, guitar among them, for the Mekons, celebrating, by the way, the 40th anniversary of their coming together. Live way, way, way across the sea, but closer to home this very Winkit weekend. It's, in fact, next day after tomorrow. John Langford, our guest via the phone line, will be in our beautiful Miami Valley. It's the Antioch School Auction Gala and Comedy Presentation. It's been several years running now, a big success, and proceeds benefit the scholarship program for this very unique democratic school here right in our Miami Valley. You can find out more about tickets at antiochschool.org. That's online, antiochschool, one word, .org. Or call locally here, 767-7642. Again, that's 767-7642. John Langford, just an honor to be able to speak with you today. I'm a fan, and although I am a fan, my friends are bigger fans, and I can probably never thank you enough for the number of cool points I have earned today speaking with you on the phone, and for that I'm grateful.
Good. You're welcome.
Thank you for being a part of this aspect of our community. I've got the 2000 release from the Waco Brothers here, Electric Waco Chair. I've queued up track 5, Walking on Hell's Roof, Looking at the Flowers. But if you have a favorite from there, It's Not Enough, Make Things Happen, Where the Mighty Fall, Jamaican Radio Obituary, any of these?
I'll play Hell's Roof. That's one that I do. I'll be singing that probably on Saturday night. That's
great.
It's funny how you write songs and then, you know, they sort of go away and then they come back with a vengeance when the politics and the, you know, the history changes. And I think...
Yeah, or presents itself again.
Very interesting time at the moment, and I think you're right about protest music, you know, and songs. I tend to write songs about what I'm thinking about and what I'm feeling about in relation to power and politics, and there's plenty to write about at the moment.
Yeah.
And not least of all, you know, the situation with, you know, the privatization and resegregation of education.
Oh, man, I'm just so...
Is fully underway, and I commit to sort of resist that with whatever puny tools I have at my hand. So,
yeah, well, here, and I often think to myself, it's the density of the churnings that are happening. You could just freeze frame this moment, just freeze frame it, and never run out of material to write about. And yet, we don't even have that luxury. It's just the waves just keep coming. So, I'm just grateful and glad that that you and like minds are on that edge and are, you know, chronicling and helping us reconsider and sort of experience the facets of this very, very rich, and I don't want to say dark because I'm an eternally hopeful person, but these times are meaningful. These moments will ripple out for a long time.
Well, maybe it's just a dark cloud blowing over for 4 years.
Aw, wouldn't that be nice? John Langford, you're a delight. Thank you so much. Thank you for your work. Thank you for coming to our community. Again, John Langford at the Foundry Theater right here on in the heart of the Antioch College campus right here in Yellow Springs. Details about tickets at antiochschool.org, or you can ring them straight up at 767-7642. Again, that's 767-7642. I'm going to see if we can talk them out of a pair of tickets maybe. We have a contest that we do every Thursday, and we might be up to that. But we've definitely got pink martini tickets. Stay close for that. John Langford, a delight. Thank you so much for taking the time today.
Great to talk to you, Nikki.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
This study is written by the winner. This is a loser's song. I took this job in the summer. Never saw the winter rolling on. Never thought it would end in a second, a burnt out smoking wreck. Expectations and ambitions were just a rope of